The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, Daniela, question number two.
The Miami Herald this week released data showing that charter schools in Florida serve fewer special ed students than their district counterparts. Is this a key fault with the charter school movement?
Well, look, Chris, I mean, first of all, the data don't look like this everywhere in the country. I mean, there's plenty of places where the special ed rates look close to what the public schools are doing, though they are often lower. Now, one question is whether that's because they are not labeling kids with mild learning disabilities as special ed, because that's not a part of their philosophy. And that's part of a lot of charter schools say, look, part of our philosophy is we don't label kids. The other issue is if they're a small school, they're not going to be able to serve everybody and every single type of disability. No, you know, other public schools don't serve every type of disability. A district, you know, has the ability to say we're going to serve certain kids over here and certain kids over there.
Yeah, I think part of the argument is diverse schools for diverse kids, Mike. I mean, D.C. actually has one or two specialty special ed schools that are charters that serve exclusively those populations. So certainly we need safeguards to make sure that the charter movement writ large is serving these kids. But I think different schools have different strengths.
Yeah. Now, it is important that these schools are not discriminating against kids with special ed. And you understand public schools saying, look, what's happening is that you're taking all the easy kids, you know, the motivated kids with motivated families who don't have these special challenges. And what's left is that we have all the kids who are either poor, have families or aren't informed about choice or aren't motivated to find out. And we've got the special ed kids and they're expensive and they're hard to educate. And so as a result, you know, you're making our life a lot harder. I mean, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, I think we particularly have to be careful in this charter movement when we hold up successes, for example, like, you know, the Kips of the world, that we hold them up as successes, but don't use them to beat public schools over the head. I mean, this line that says, well, if Kip can do it, so can you. I think that's where we start to get into danger, because public schools say, well, what if the kids are different? What if Kip's not serving the same number of special ed kids? What if this? What if that? I mean, that's a separate issue about the DART. I think we should focus on, hey, these charter schools deserve support and our encouragement and replication because they're doing amazing things. But let's not use them to hit the other schools over the head.